Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story. A deal is now in place between Governor Newsom and state lawmakers. This on a plan that would push school districts across California to reopen campuses for their youngest students by the end of this month. Billions of dollars in grants would be offered to districts that reopen K through second grade by the end of March and bring back at-risk students in all grades. But the deal is silent on whether teachers need to be vaccinated and on striking deals with their unions, both key points in any reopening of the state's biggest district, the LAUSD. The governor and lawmakers holding a news conference this hour, and we'll be getting more details. Former Los Angeles school board member David Tukofsky tells KNX he is welcoming the new tone from Sacramento.
The pressure should be done to open as fast as we can. The governor's setting a clarion call now, and obviously he's under incredible pressure with the tick-tock of the recall numbers coming in. I think if we all start rowing in the same direction and treating this like a national and state emergency, I think we can get a lot more done.
The LA Teachers Union has yet to react to the deal, but they're starting to vote today on a ballot that asks whether they support their leaders' demands to be met before the resumption of in-person classes. Those include making vaccines available to all educators. The state is giving the LA School District enough vaccine for the exclusive use of school employees to get COVID shots.
25,000 doses of coronavirus vaccine have been set aside by Governor Newsom exclusively for the use of LAUSD to give to staffers who work at campuses for the youngest of students.
And our initial focus will be to vaccinate school staff involved in preschool and elementary school.
Superintendent Austin Buettner says all part of a streamlined plan to get some kids, the youngest at first, back to school.
All employees in Los Angeles Unified are, as of today, now eligible to have access to the vaccine. Three school sites, as well as Hollywood Park in Inglewood, the largest vaccination site in the country dedicated to school staff.
As for an exact date for some schools to reopen, Superintendent Buettner says back on February 8th, he did propose a plan to get all preschools and elementary schools open again within 60 days. 60 days would be April 9th. Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
This is a big day for LA teachers as they finally start getting their first COVID-19 shots. The SoFi Stadium site now open to get school staff members vaccinated.
A big day and a big deal for those in the LA school system who have been demanding that teachers and school staff get the vaccine before heading back into the classroom. A volunteer helping out at SoFi Stadium tells KNX this is a very good thing.
Oh, I think it's awesome. It's a wonderful opportunity to open schools safely for everyone.
And yet, with the eligibility rules being expanded, there are concerns across LA County and Orange County about having enough vaccine to handle the new crush of people. Not just teachers, but food and ag workers, child care providers, and others.
When you consider we haven't even vaccinated but 50% of the seniors 65 plus.
She's an Orange County supervisor, but LA Mayor Eric Garcetti is confident that over the next few months, hundreds of millions of new doses will be distributed across the country. In Inglewood, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Las Virgenes School District welcoming back 4th and 5th graders this morning, among the first of their grade level in L.A. County. Classes are half the normal size and last only 2 hours, 40 minutes. Masks, physical distancing, and ultraviolet filtration systems that zap bacteria and dust are also part of this deal. Students in lower grades have been back in class since October, 3rd graders since December. The L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon hitting back at opponents who have launched a petition effort to recall him from office. The recall campaigners say that Gascon's policy changes to stop asking for the death penalty and other enhancements betray the victims of crime. But the D.A. tells KTLA he thinks it's simply wrong.
I think there's a disconnect between punishment and caring for the victim. I believe that some of the people that are part of this process, unfortunately, they have been led to believe that somehow the stiffer the penalty is, the better that they're going to be. Yet we know that there is tons of research that actually indicate that the contrary is the truth.
Now, one of the DA's leading opponents is Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who has already signed the recall petition. But Gascon dismisses him today as, in his words, morally bankrupt with a lot of problems. Arizona and Texas partly to blame, at least, for rising gas prices here in Southern California. The average in L.A. County for a gallon of regular unleaded right now is sitting at $3.75, which is about 10 cents higher than what you paid just a week ago. Jeffrey Spring from AAA tells KNX refineries here in California are supplying more gas to Arizona because the deep freeze that hit Texas cut the normal supply sent from Texas to Arizona.
Having this demand from Arizona on top of the demand to switch over from winter to summer grade is having an impact on the refineries here, and therefore an impact on the prices for us.
He says the refinery issues in Texas could last another week or so. Spring says prices might level off, possibly drop soon, since demand here in Southern California isn't there to justify the current prices. A judge is expected to sentence a member of a Latino street gang to at least 15 years in federal prison today for organizing a racially motivated firebomb attack on black families at a housing project in East L.A. Carlos Hernandez, who is already in custody on an unrelated case, pleading guilty to 5 felony charges in connection with the 2014 attack. He and other members of his gang smashed the windows of 4 apartments where adults and children were sleeping at the Ramona Gardens housing project. They then threw flaming Molotov cocktails inside. Fortunately, nobody in those apartments wound up being hurt.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.